views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, living on your heart's edge on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us for real, raw, and vulnerable conversations about letting go of fear and stepping more fully into your heart's calling. In each episode, Charlene inspires you to shed the layers of your ego that are holding you back and to connect more deeply to your heart. Get ready to feel empowered to live from your heart and shine your inner light. Finally, the push you've been waiting for to step out of fear and into your knowing. Discover how to live on your heart's edge. Your new life is waiting for you. Now here's your host. Hello and welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. That is really fun to say. Welcome, everyone. This is my very first show that I am doing, and I'm so excited to be here. I am doing a little body check-in, and I feel so alive. I feel excited. I feel giddy. I feel a little bit nauseous. I feel really just open and awake and alive, and I'm so excited to share with you this whole experience of what is living on your heart's edge. I got that term actually from Kyle Cease. I've been following the Evolving Out Loud journey for a couple of years now. And as I've been going through and learning more and more, what does it mean to let go of your ego, step out of fear, step into your knowing, and live on your heart's edge, I have been really waking up inside to knowing that this is the way that I want to live my life. And I've been doing this for a while now. I've been kind of living on this heart's edge of following what my heart is calling for and facing my fears long before I ever even had a vocabulary of what that even meant. And now that I have developed this vocabulary for it, I'm really excited to share. So thank you so much for listening in here at Transformation Talk Radio. And I just wanted to share a couple of things. If you want to call in today, you certainly can. If you are listening and you can see on the computer and you're listening live, there's a little area down there where you can type in your name and call in and say, you know, you click the little box, I'm not a robot, and you can call in. And so that's really what today's show is going to be about. I had a couple of different things that I thought that I wanted to do for my first show. And rather than having a guest, I decided that I really want to hear from all of you out there, what does it mean to live on your heart's edge? So I just want to start by sharing with you just kind of a little story of how did I get here today having the Charlene Hess Show, which I have to tell you, when I was recording my commercial with Carter and they sent me the script, you know, the commercial that you just heard, the intro, and I was like, welcome to the Charlene Hess Show. I totally felt like a little girl. I remember growing up, I come from a huge family and I'm the youngest of 13 children. And we used to go downstairs in the basement and play. And we always would play like we were on TV or on stage. I don't know why, maybe because we wanted to be like the Partridge Family or something. And I remember being a little girl and I would constantly put on shows for my family. I would do puppet shows. I used to like make little faces on my fingers with a pen and do little puppet shows with my fingers. And it's interesting because what I have realized in my heart, something that my heart has always known that I have battled with for so many years, is that I really am called to be in the spotlight. I am called to share my voice and to share my gift. And I don't sing. Otherwise, maybe I would be a famous singer. But I do have this voice and I have this message. And I am so passionate about helping people to learn how to live from their heart.
So I have been doing the work of Kyle Cease, and I was in that place of going through the work of learning, what does it mean to take a leap? What does it mean to listen to your heart? What does it mean to let go of your ego? And I've been studying and working with this for a really long time. Even before I started studying Kyle Cease's work, I have been really wanting to have this really deep connection to my heart. And that has been my lifelong purpose. And as I've been doing that, I realized that my purpose is additionally to help other people to connect to their heart. I had no idea that it was going to happen through me being on a radio show. I had no idea the road that would lead me to helping people to connect to their heart. But when you connect to yourself really deeply, and when you just keep showing up and you wait for being willing to say yes to the really scary things, then it's amazing how much your life can change and the things that can open up for you. So living on your heart's edge. I got that term from Kyle Cease, and I am really loving the work that I'm doing, and I'm really loving how it's going to work on starting with having a 1 hour meditation every morning first when I wake up. That's where it all starts, because how do you connect to your heart if you can't hear your heart? And so by doing the hour-long meditation in the morning, that's my way of being able to really connect to my heart. And so I'm able to start being able to hear what it is that my heart's asking for. And that's what I'm working with other people to do, how to teach them to connect to their heart so that they can hear what their heart is asking for. And so I was sharing a little bit earlier the story about how I came about to be on a radio show. So Cornelia Stephanie, she is my mentor, my life coach, my friend, and she started to do her radio show, and I was so happy for her and cheering her on, but I never saw myself as part of that picture until one day she reached out and she asked me if I would be willing to do an interview on the radio show with her. And she wanted me to share my life story, like my past, my history, like all of the things that I've come through. And when she first asked me, I thought, no way. Like, that is way too vulnerable. That is way too exposed. That's way too personal. I can't possibly share any of that, especially live. And I decided, as I was thinking about it, and I was in that place of learning to take a leap, maybe you can relate to this. Have you ever had an experience where you're asked to do something and it terrifies you? Like, it makes you feel like, when you think about it, like you get butterflies in your stomach, you feel a little bit nauseous, you feel, you know, shaky inside, but at the same time, the thought doesn't go away. Like, it keeps coming up, like this butterfly feeling that you're being asked to do something. And that was kind of how it felt, like, this is something I probably should do, but this is something I'm really afraid of, but I can't stop thinking about it. And so what if I just said yes? Like, what if I sat with the feelings of discomfort? I sat with the fear. I listened to that thing inside of me that was this invitation of, hey, Charlene, why didn't you come on the radio show? I want you to share your story. And me thinking, no, there's no way. And then going, but I think that this is what I'm being called to do. And so I said yes, and I shared my story. And it was a lot easier than I thought. I didn't die. There were some moments that felt really scary still, but it was really... It really turned out okay. And it went so well. And Cornelia was like, that was great. I want you to do another show. So I was like, sure, let's do it. And so we did another one. And then we did another one. And then it was like, our energy together was so great. It felt like we were, you know, talk show hosts for years. And I couldn't believe how easy it was. And I was through the avenue, I started to grow my life coaching business, because in my heart is calling me for so much more. As a hairdresser, I'm able to really touch people's hearts in addition to making them look great, because they share with me so much. And I am making a change on a small scale, one person at a time. And then I started my fitness business because, again, I want to help make a change in people's lives. And so doing my fitness business, doing group classes and personal training, again, I was able to really try and help people to connect a little bit more, but I just felt like my heart was kept telling me, Charlene, there's something bigger. Charlene, there's something more. I didn't know what that more was, and I didn't really know what it looked like. And so when this invitation came to do the radio show, it was like, whoa, maybe that's it. maybe this is the more, maybe this is the way that I'm going to get to help people on a larger scale. What if I just say yes? And so at the time when she offered for me to have my own segment once a month on the radio show, it seemed impossible. It was a huge financial expenditure. It was a huge emotional leap. It was a huge physical leap. It meant that I would have to alter a lot of things in my life in order to say yes. But it kept me awake at night, that little inkling, that little feeling inside my chest that kept going, Charlene, this is it. Charlene, this could be it. What if you just said yes? And so I did. I took a leap and I said, yes, sign me up. I will do a radio show as a co-host for 6 months and do it. And I did it for 6 months and it was wonderful and it was great and it stretched me and I grew. And then Cornelia said, guess what? I think it's time for you to have your own show. And I was terrified. I was like, yes, absolutely. I'm going to do it. And then no way. There's no way. I'm not qualified to have my own show. I don't know what I'm doing. You do all of the work in the back end. I don't know what's entailed. There's no way I can't do it. But then again, my heart is telling me, Charlene, this is it. Charlene, this is it. This is your opportunity. And, you know, part of me just feels like a little kid. Like when I was a little kid and I used to play, every time my sisters and I would play, and we would always, for some reason, pretend that we were on stage. We would pretend that we were on TV. I don't know why. It's like we're all just these inside natural entertainers. We just want to entertain. And when I was recording my commercial with Carter, and I was like, welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, living on your heart's edge. And it was like, I just wanted to laugh inside because I felt like a little kid. I felt like I totally tapped into my little 7 and 8 year old who was like pretending to be on stage and have a show. And so it just feels really good. I feel so pumped and so alive and so excited and so nervous. And I'm so glad to be here. And so I had a lot of options of what I could do for my first show. I initially was going to interview my daughter, Seja Day, because she exemplifies living on her heart's edge. She just went through 3 months traveling through South America as a 19-year-old, backpack on her back and not a solid concrete plan. And just day by day, walked into the next step. And turned out that she had the most amazing trip ever. And so I am going to be bringing her on and sharing her story. But I realized that everyone has a story, right? So I can sit here and I can tell you story after story after story about ways that I have conquered my fear, ways that I have connected to my heart and chosen to say, yes, I'm going to take a leap. I'm going to step out. I am going to say yes, and I'm going to do the thing that scares the hell out of me because my heart is calling for it. And I thought, but I know there's so many other people out there who are doing the same thing. And so I had this idea of, I want to hear from you. I would love to share some stories about me and how I've gone through and experienced living on my heart's edge, but I also want to hear from you. There's so many of you out there who have so many amazing stories. I actually reached out to my Evolving Out Loud community and I just typed in, I said, hey, do you have a story that you'd want to share? I am going to be doing this radio show of living on your heart's edge and I want to hear from other people. And I got so much feedback and I realized, you know, everybody wants to be seen and everybody wants to be heard. We all do. And if I can create a space, an opportunity for people to be seen and to be heard. And at the same time, I can inspire other people because I know for me, when I hear other people's stories about when they faced a fear, when they listened to their heart's calling and they took a leap and they stepped forward and they did the thing they were terrified of, but it turned out amazing, or it didn't turn out amazing. Maybe it turned out terribly, totally different than you expected, but it connected you even closer to your heart so that the next time you're able to make another step and another step. And then you can just walk through life living on your heart's edge. What an amazing experience. It feels like so alive and pumped and powerful. And I want to hear from you. So today, I am just going to ask any of you to call in as we're going through and having conversations with different people. If something I say or something a caller says that inspires you, that you're like, oh, I want to chime in and I want to share my story about that, will you call in today? So the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So if you will call in and if you have something that you want to share, spontaneously call in and I'd love to hear from you. And so today, my first primed caller is Michael. Michael is calling in from Tucson, Arizona, and I got a chance to speak with him the other day and I can't wait to hear from Michael and have you guys hear a little bit about Michael's story. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show.
Thanks, Charlene. It's great to be here. I really appreciate you bringing me on today.
Yes, I'm super excited. So can you tell us, just tell us a little bit about you or a little bit about what prompted you to want to share, what does it mean for you to live on your heart's edge or take a leap of faith?
A lot like you, you know, the introduction to Kyle Cease that I found on Facebook a couple of years ago and then have gone to a couple of his Evolving Out Loud weekend events. And, you know, my process of my life has always known that there's always going to be a little bit more of something else that I can become, not so much what I can do. And so I've always just kind of followed that calling. And through my process of just life itself and finding myself in a place of addiction that was a pretty significant struggle to get through, and now, you know, multiple years into recovery, that whole process is just about evolving. And, you know, I've worked as a personal trainer for 30 years, life coach, an equine life coach, equine therapy, and currently working as a therapist at a therapeutic boys school in Southern Arizona here, doing individual family and family therapy. I've always known that I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, I'm a guide. Now I have a master's degree to be a therapist, and that's just been my whole thing, has been to always bring somebody else to a new place to where they're becoming more of who they really are. And in that process, I've got to keep doing the exact same thing. You know, so, you know, solid teachers, solid guides, solid coaches, therapists, they're always doing their own work as well. And, you know, the crazy way things that work, you know, you and I didn't know each other a couple weeks ago, and I saw your post on Facebook, and, you know, now I'm on your radio show, and we're connecting, you know, two more people that are, you know, singing the same song about really wanting to share and the desire to help others become more of who they really are. And that we all really struggle with some similar things that hold us back from that. And, you know, your general category of fear and, you know, self-doubt, just like you explained about, you know, when Cornelius put you on the radio and it's like, no way. And then you said yes. And then you should do your own show. No way. And then you said yes. And how much that your yeses encourage other people such as myself to say yes to things as well. And, you know, from that place, when we say yes, life opens up and the universe offers us amazing things that we didn't think were possible. And it usually shows up fairly rapidly. That's my experience.
Yes. Can you share an experience with us? I would love to hear how, you know, maybe a story about how you went from being in a place of having an opportunity open up and you being terrified, feeling that fear, feeling that incredible feeling in your body of there's no way, but I can't not say yes, like where you know that you have to say yes.
Yeah, I've got lots of those.
Share one with us. Inspire us.
All right. So one of my true loves is our horses. I've always been had a fascination with horses. I've done a lot of riding in my life. And when I was getting my master's degree at Hazelden Graduate School of Addiction Studies in Center City, Minnesota, they were doing equine therapy. And I just, when I found out about it, it's like, wow, that's something that I really, really want to do. And, you know, just through the process of recovery, I landed in another relapse. And after I got out of that and got the help I needed to get back on my feet, I knew I wanted to find a way to get that education. And I found a coaching company in Minnesota. I'm originally from there, Minneapolis. And I spent a lot of time in debate with myself. You can't do this. You're not good enough. You know, who do you think you are to think that you can go out and do this? And one day, for whatever reason, I sat down in front of my computer and I sent an inquiry email to these coaches, this company, and I got a really positive response back, and things just fell into place. So it's about saying yes to this experience of something that's in my heart that says, look, this is where you really are going to be the happiest, because you know that. It's in your body. And after I said yes, the world opened up to me, and I met some of the most amazing teachers that I've ever been lucky enough to have in my life to teach me more about how do you connect with the horses and people and how do you do that specific work. And I've carried it with me for the last 10 years. So it's been fantastic. So that was one experience that I was absolutely terrified. I was in a very weakened state coming out of a relapse. And, you know, self-doubt was just a cloak all over me. And so to find the strength inside to say yes to that, and just what it's brought to my life over the last 10 years it's hard to put that into any kind of quantitative word that would make sense to, you know, anybody other than to say that anybody else that says yes and continues to say yes continues to have the same experience. It's like, right. Wow, this is amazing.
Can you imagine if you didn't say yes?
Well, I wouldn't probably own the four horses that I own now. I wouldn't know the people that I do know, in and out of the coaching therapeutic world. You know, the horse world has a lot of amazing, wonderful people as well that have come into my life that have enriched me and taught me. I can't imagine really what my life would be like without that specific spoke in my wheel.
Right. And so we go through life and it's like every day we have an opportunity to say yes. And it doesn't always have to be this really big thing. Sometimes it can just be being connected to yourself. And for some reason you decide to take a different route on your way to work, or you feel impressed to go to the grocery store right at the time that you went to the grocery store, and you ended up talking to that right person and it ended up opening a door for you, or you gave this, you know, you just said the right words that touched a person that made their day. You know, it's like taking a leap and living on your heart's edge is not just about these really big things, which sometimes it is. Sometimes it's the little things every day. And the way that you do that is you've got to get out of your head. And there's something that you shared with me the other day when we were talking on the phone, Michael, that I love. It's going to become my new favorite quote, and you got it from somebody else. And so we were talking about doubt. You know, when we have, you know, we doubt ourselves like all the time. And that's part of that inner voice, that inner critic, and saying that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And, you know, if you go back, you can listen to one of my past radio shows. If you go to, CharleneHess.com. My name is spelled CharleneHess. It's spelled a little bit differently. But if you go to CharleneHess.com, you can go back and hear, and I encourage you to listen to the show that I did called Get to Know the Monkeys. And so it's talking about in meditation, and when you have that monkey mind, it's like, who are all of these voices that are in our head that are constantly talking to us and telling us, you know, there's the inner critic, there's the taskmaster, there's the cheerleader, you know, there's the procrastinator. They're like all these different aspects of who we have in our head. And there's like the doubter, which for me is the critic. My critic is the one that doubts that I'm capable of doing something. It's funny, today I was messaging something and I said, I'm really nervous because in my mind, my head is like telling me, like, who do you think you are? And you're not qualified for this. And, you know, you're going to go do a radio show. And I was just kind of like sharing a little bit about that on my vulnerability post. And it was so great because my friend Sigrid commented and she goes, it's the Charlene Hess show. Of course you're qualified to do it. And I just had to laugh like, oh yeah, duh. All I have to do is do me. Okay, I can do that. But anyway, the doubt that comes in, and the doubt can be really loud, and it can be so loud that it stops you from doing what you need to do. And so what was it, Michael, that you said to me the other day about doubt? Tell me a little bit about that story.
Out shout the doubt.
Out shout the doubt. I love that.
Out shout the doubt. Yeah, yes. I got that probably 25 years ago, and it just never left me.
That's awesome.
It's been a really powerful experience to be able to see that, and one of the things I've been thinking about recently is, where do the doubts come from? And they come from my beliefs, and a lot of my beliefs that I have, that I grew up with, were given to me, and then as I've grown into adulthood, you know, I've learned that it's really my responsibility to examine those beliefs that I have about life, about myself, about whatever's going on for me in any situation, and challenge whether or not they're still accurate and true for me today. And when I do that, I'm able to free up a lot of old beliefs that don't serve me anymore. And one of those beliefs is that I can't do something. And I, you know, those have roots in how I grew up, and, you know, I grew up in the 60s. And so there was like, don't talk about anything, and don't boast. Don't, you know, that's cocky, and don't think anything highly of yourself and all of that. And so, you know, those beliefs are there. And so then doubt is there. And I got to create some new pattern. And part of that is just saying, you know, no way am I going to listen to this today. I'm going to say yes, even though I feel like I, you know, who am I to deserve this? And, you know, it's our right as people, as being born, that's our birthright, is to have a magnificent life. Mm-hmm. And yes. I really believe that we only get that through, you know, altering the way that we used to do things so we can create a brand new outcome. And then we can assess that and look at it and say, is this something that I like? Is this something that I want more of? And if the answer is yes, then now we have a window into how to continue to create that experience. And that's a gold mine when we find out what that is for ourselves. I mean, that mine never dries up, ever, ever, ever.
Absolutely. Cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And I just think about, you know, what if you didn't say yes? What if you decided to still play small? What if all you did was still, you were just a personal trainer and you didn't enter into the realm that you're in right now, working on a ranch with, you know, young men, shaping our men for the future. And because you said yes, you are now in this place of being able to literally change our world, one person at a time, one recovery at a time. And I'm so thankful for you, Michael. Thank you for saying yes to your heart. Thank you for saying yes to your calling. And I definitely hope that we can keep talking more. I would love to have you back on my show because, you know, your story of recovery, your story of, you know, falling off the horse, pun intended,
yeah,
getting
literally
back up. Getting back on, and the road that you took to be able to fight your way back to where you are today, 8 years in recovery, and what it took for you to get your therapist's license is incredible. And I would love to hear more. I would love to hear more from you. So thank you so much for calling in. thank you for saying yes.
You bet, and I'd be honored to share more.
Yes, and thank you for out shout your doubt. I love that.
You're,
thank you so much
you're
for
very
sharing.
Welcome, Charlene, and I love your show.
Thank you. All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Thank you. That was so great. I loved, there's so much more to share, but I also have more callers and I want to honor more people that are calling in and want to share their stories. And so if you feel impressed to call in and you want to share a little bit about your story, about how you had a heart's calling and you knew that there was something bigger and better and greater and you listened to it. And I would love to hear what happened next. What happened when you said yes? And so, actually, I have a caller already in line waiting. We've got Christy from Santa Barbara, California. And I would love to hear from you, Christy. Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's good to be on.
Thanks for calling in. What do you want to share with us today?
It's very similar. I think we all have these journeys that took us from a place of fear. You know, I grew up a really young girl, probably 6 or 7, and I saw spirit, not like anyone else sees spirit, and it terrified me. And at a young age, you know, you don't really, how do you explain that to your parents and your loved ones? Like, hey, see? There's people here. and so, you know, as I grew up, that societal conditioning and, you know, your family, you take on those family mm-hmm. beliefs. And that really molded me to live from a place of fear and to adopt that as my own. And mm-hmm. I decided as a young adult to say, you know what? I started to get glimpses that my family's fear, my parents' fear was not mine. And still I was just tiptoeing on the edge there of my heart and my calling, saying, what if I say yes? And so I sort of lived in that what if for quite a long time. And then finally I leapt. You know, the fear we talk about, even in Kyle's work, the fear is our body's way of, or the being scared is sort of our body's way of saying, you know, I think I might die if I do this, you know?
Right. It feels like it.
You know, we're just like, it totally does. You know, you can't catch your breath and your stomach is all in knots and it feels that way. But I leapt, you know. I did work in the criminal justice field as a probation and parole officer because that's where that my fear had led me. And
you felt that you wanted to help people. And so your version from your fearful state, your version of being able to help people was, well, let me do it this normal way and I'll get into the criminal justice system.
Completely, you know, as a psychic and someone who has that foresight, I thought, well, how can I turn that into sort of a acceptable mm-hmm. investigative field? And so I did it that way.
Wow.
And I got, you know, I always joke and I say, I got kind of tired of seeing people that were court ordered to see me. I really would rather have relationships with people that are wanting to discover their own intuitive hearts and souls. And so I pulled the plug and I just left. I said, okay, this is scary. This feels like I might die. But but I did it anyway. Yeah. Yep. I didn't die.
Wow. And so how did you go about taking that leap?
I felt I had a story, you know, from such a young age, there's something in sharing my story that if I could support other people in sharing my experience, that was calling me much stronger than being in an office, you know, mm-hmm. with working for the state. And mm-hmm. I knew I needed to do it, but I knew I couldn't do both anymore. Mm-hmm. I couldn't mm-hmm. live in the criminal justice field and also fully commit, fully step into my work and my heart. At the same time, I had to release that job. And so I said, well, if I'm going to leap from the job, I'm going to leap further and write a book about it. And so I quit my job and I went full force into writing and telling my story.
Wow. And so how has that turned out for you? Tell me about what is your life like now? How is it different now that you have chosen to listen to your heart? Tell us what's shifted for you?
It's phenomenal. The restriction I felt from living in that place of fear and only having very limited interaction with people because I felt like I couldn't share all the parts of me with the world now living from my heart, speaking from my heart and not allowing the fear to get in the way and rather understand that now my relationships are healthier. I'm making new relationships that are so much more, not complex in a bad way, but deeper,
yes. mm-hmm.
more connected. We don't talk about the weather. We talk about our souls and
right?
love and passion and drive and new ideas. And so my life is just full of inspiration and passion and energy. I mean, if you could see my face right now, I'm just grinning from
I can feel it.
It just lights me up.
I can feel the grin on your face. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm so inspired. And it sounds like you're now in a place because you said yes, you took the leap, you did the scary thing, you did the thing that was, you know, not so accepted by society, especially I can imagine as a parole officer in this really linear way of thinking. And for you to be like, but I have this gift and I'm kind of psychic. You know, it makes me think of that movie with Nicolas Cage, you know, and it's like to be able to take that leap and say, but my heart is calling me for more. And now like I can feel the smile on your face, even though I can't see you, I can feel the smile on your face. And it sounds like you are living from your heart. And an amazing,
it feels so good.
That's what an amazing experience. Yes. This is what I'm talking about. This is the experience that I'm talking about. Like, I am so jazzed and energized to hear these stories and to inspire other people because, you know, remember back when you didn't live on your heart's edge? Remember back when you lived in your fear and you listened to the story that said, nope, you have to do it this way. You've got to have this kind of job. You have to show up this way. You have to dress this way. I mean, I remember for me, living in, you know, my experience when I was really involved in the church and I was so shut down and I was just a fraction of the person that I am now. And not to say that that has anything to do with anybody being in the church, because being in the church for some people can be the thing that wakes them up and brings them to life. But for me, that wasn't the case. For me, it was a very slow, long death of not listening to my heart and following the rules instead. And so, I'm so glad that you called in and shared. I want to know more about your story. I think I'm going to keep doing this because like this feels good. And I think that this is the Charlene Hess show and I get to decide exactly how I want to do it. So since I'm the boss, Maybe I'll do. Maybe I'll do the rest of these shows where I just have people call in and share their stories. Because, I mean, listeners out there, are you guys inspired? Are you inspired from Michael's story? Are you inspired from Christy's story? I know I am. Doesn't it make you feel like, gosh, is there something in my life that's calling me that maybe I want to take a leap too? What is my heart asking me to do? And I just want to encourage you, get still and listen. Spend some time in meditation and ask your heart, what are you asking of me? What is the more that your heart is asking for? And how can you live on that edge? And so I thank you so much for calling in, Christy. I really loved talking to you. And I hope that you call in again and we keep doing these shows. And I would love to hear more from you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful conversation and I look forward to more.
Thank you. Okay, so we've just got a few minutes left and I do have one more caller that I do want to bring on. I've got Regina from Santa Barbara. Actually, I made a mistake. Christy is not from Santa Barbara. Christy is from Oceanside. It's Regina that's from Santa Barbara. And Regina, I know Regina. She's like my twin. We've done some Facebook Live stuff together and I am really excited to hear. So if you want to come on, Regina, and just share a brief story or just share a little something as we have just a few minutes left, I'd love to hear from you about how you live on your heart's edge. Are you there? Oh, it looks like the call was lost. So I just want to, you know, talk to you a little bit about living on your heart's edge and what that means. It seems like it can be this really big, daunting thing. And some of us can feel like we don't really have the resources or the energy to be able to take these big, giant leaps. I know for me, when I was first thinking about what does it mean to take a leap, and I remember listening to other people's stories and being inspired, but going, but that's not me. Like, yeah, but I couldn't actually do that. That's like way more than what I'm capable of doing. Like my story is a little bit different because I'm over here and my life is like this. And so, yeah, that person can do that. That person can live on the edge, but I can't. And so I just want to encourage you that it doesn't have to be a big thing. Taking leaps and living on your heart's edge can mean just one little thing at a time. And so I also wanted to mention, I am doing a free giveaway that if anybody wants to email me at heartsedge@charlenehess.com and say, I want my free giveaway. Hey, I'm going to offer. Yes.
We do have Regina on the line if you're still willing to talk to her.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Because we've got about 5 more minutes left.
Awesome. One sec.
Thank you.
Regina, are you there? Regina, are you there? Regina? Nope. Still not there. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. And so I'll just wait for you to go ahead and just pipe Regina in. And then Regina, when you can hear us, you can just say, hey, I'm here and share what you want to share. And in the meantime, I was going to say my free giveaway is a free 30-minute session. If you want to talk to me about, hey, Charlene, I want to know more about living on my heart's edge. My heart is calling for this thing and I really want to know how I can connect to it and what I can do. I'm giving you free 30-minute consultation or free 30-minute coaching session. So message me at heartsedge@charlenehess.com and I would be happy to talk to you. And so you can also go to my website, charlenehess.com, and you can look at the past shows that I've done. I did a six-session series with Cornelia where we went through and I talked about the 7 steps to a deeper self-connection. And if you go through and you look at the shows on my YouTube channel, they're like 1 of 6, 2 of 6, 3 of 6, and they go in sequential order. And in each show, I share a little bit about how you can cultivate that deeper self-connection, how you can learn how to listen to your heart, learn how to filter all of the voices that are in your head, all of those things that keep you in fear, that hold you back, that want to prevent you from living on your heart's edge. But at the same time, you know that you know that you know that there is something more for you. you know that you have an amazing life waiting for you if you just say yes. So how are you going to know what to say yes to if you don't connect to your heart? So as we finish up the show and as we wrap up, I hope that Regina will come back on next time and share, because I know that she has some amazing stories to share. And I want to hear from you. So I think I'm going to keep this going. I think I'm going to keep doing call-ins because I'm jazzed by these stories and I hope you are too. So thank you so much for listening to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And I look forward to hearing from you third Friday every month, 12 o'clock Pacific time. Thank you so much. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge with your host, Charlene Hess. Tune in every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego and to connect to your heart so that you can live your calling and shine your unique divine light. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit CharleneHess.com. That's CharleneHess.com. See you next time.